Tell everybody what's happening tomorrow.
Well, our regional water system, which was really well-designed, well-built, and well-maintained, is over 50 years old. So we're beginning to deal with some infrastructure projects. And tomorrow, we're going to be replacing two 50-plus-year-old valves. And what's unique about it is the valves are triggering us to shut off our main supply that serves the whole community. So we're filling our reservoirs, and all of our customers, when I say customers, we serve the cities and community service districts, are filling their reservoirs, but we won't be able to replenish them. So we're trying to get the word out and ask the community to conserve as much water as possible tomorrow.
How extremely do you want people conserving water?
Really more just, especially larger businesses, if they have the means to cut back, that sure helps. And definitely, we're also saying don't do anything extra. For example, fire departments, and we've really made sure they're aware of the situation, made special arrangements if there's a fire. We don't want them doing hydrant flushing, because that uses a lot of extra water. The community at large, I mean, residences don't use that much, but the other side of it, every little bit helps. So if everybody cuts back a little bit, and especially if businesses can cut back and especially not use more water, we are totally going to get through this thing, and no one will notice a difference.
What's hydrant flushing?
Fire hydrants. The fire departments periodically flush hydrants to make sure they flow test them, and they just do a flushing process, but it uses a heck of a lot of water. That doesn't have anything to do with firefighting per se.
Okay, so again, are we talking like don't run the dishwasher tomorrow?
No. I mean, again, I'm going to come back to if everybody backs off a little bit, it all helps. But running a dishwasher, using your sink, taking a shower, flushing your toilet, it really isn't going to make a difference at that level. And every reservoir is full, and we can survive. But collectively as a community, if we can back off a little bit, it just gives us more margin in those reservoirs before we can start refilling them.
So the reason that we all want to be conserving water is in case there is some sort of freaky emergency where we need to use a lot of, like if there's a massive fire.
Exactly.
We want to have
some margin.
Yeah. Okay. So the reservoirs are topped
off. Gives us some margin.
Yeah. So everybody take note of that. Like, I'm not going to shower tomorrow. I'm not going to run the dishwasher tomorrow. This is not a problem. Just move it into the next day. Ain't no thing.
Exactly.
Have you talked to like the carriage car wash and that sort of thing?
Well, we have called wrote a letter and called all of the large customers that are connected to our system. We serve about 200 customers ourselves. All the other larger customers are served by the cities or CSDs, and they've had their own outreach campaigns. I know they've talked to, you know, Humboldt State University, College of the Redwoods. To what extent they've gone down to your example of car wash, I don't know, but we equip them with flyers to if they wanted to send them to their customers. We've had a pretty big outreach advertising and PSA campaign, but it really was up to them of who's in their service jurisdiction and how strong was the conservation message they needed in their area.
Okay. So, Carol Riche, now you've fallen into our trap, which
Uh-oh.
Is I have always wanted to know what happens in Nohum with the water system. Let me tell you like my very like 5-year-old kind of 5-year-old's understanding of it, and then you can sharpshoot that, and then we can move forward. Okay.
All righty. Can't wait for this.
Okay, so up at like West End Road, you've got those pump stations, and they're these big concrete towers. There's a picture of one of them over at khum.com. And these things burrow down into the gravel bed underneath the Mad River, right?
That's correct. About 60 to 90 feet.
Okay, so 60 to 90 feet under the riverbed, they are slurping water up. They're sending it in a very long pipe to where?
Well, to the north, we go up to McKinleyville, and to the east, kind of the northeast, since you said no, northern Humboldt, to Blue Lake and Fieldbrook. And then we come down south and pick up our main delivery points to Eureka and Arcata, and then where our major pipeline facilities run down is the Samoa Peninsula. And it terminates at near the southern end of the southern peninsula with an underbay, a pipeline that goes under the bay to connect to the Humboldt Community Services District, kind of behind Bayshore Mall.
Okay. Okay. You have skipped a bunch of crucial steps here. Let's dial it back for a second. Now, you had said that these cities and municipalities, they are customers of the Humboldt Bay Municipal Water District, right?
Correct.
So you sell the city's water, the cities then sell that to you and me. Do you get a deal?
What do you mean, do I get a deal?
Like at your house?
No, I do not get a deal.
You should get a deal, Carol Riche.
Okay. Well, you know, I used to work at PG&E, and they had an employee discount, but we don't, and that's an okay thing, because we're dealing with public money. So I think it's a prudent policy and practice.
Okay. So that was my first dumb question. So,
no dumb questions, Mike.
Sure there are. So secondly, it gets stashed in these reservoirs, and we all know where our local reservoirs are. They're all uphill of our house. And those, you know, like a big one is across, you know, like by the National Guard Armory by Sequoia Park. Okay.
Yes. And Eureka has a huge one. Yes, that's 18 million gallons. They have the largest reservoir capacity, but you're absolutely right.
Now, that's just storage, right? That's not pressure. That's just storage.
That's a big water storage reservoir. And by design, go ahead.
Oh, well, then I was going to say, like, it gets piped over to, like, that huge water tower on what, Harris or Boone
right.
or wherever? And then it gets sent up to that thing, and then the gravity provides the pressure for Eureka.
I believe so. I believe they can serve some of their system with the large 18 million gallon one that's across from the Sequoia Park Zoo area.
So we all know where, you know, there's a reservoir in Sunnybrae. There's, you know, McKinleyville's got a ton of reservoirs, these big tanks. How much, like, for how many days? Let's say the Mad River just dried up right now. How many days of water should we have or do we have in those reservoirs?
Well, I'm going to only be able to provide a general answer because, again, you're back to get it's their systems and their demands. And by design, those systems had some of that reservoir capacity. But it varies of how much capacity they built compared to that demand. And, for example, Eureka has the most reservoir capacity compared to their demands. And I believe, now please take it as I believe, they could last 4 or 5 days if they didn't get a refill from us. Other customers don't have that much reservoir capacity compared to their demand, so they might have, you know, 1 or 2 days. So that's going to vary individually by the city or municipality.
When you talk about these other customers, are those communities in which conservation tomorrow should be taken more seriously?
Yeah, and that's an excellent question. The customers that might be what you might consider a little more storage shy, or they have multiple pressure zones where they have to move water among them, are Arcata and possibly the southern part of Humboldt Community Services District. So if we were going to say, you know, if there was an extra effort by the public, Arcata and parts of Humboldt Community Service District and possibly Blue Lake, depending on they have a large power plant out there, that's where there could be kind of that extra help for those entities.
So Arcata, Blue Lake, and when you say Humboldt Community Services District, does that mean McKinleyville or Cutton?
No, it's kind of the Humboldt Community Service District is in the southeast portions of Eureka. So it's outside the city limits, Cutton, Fields Landing, Myrtletown area. So it's not city limits proper, but it kind of hugs around Eureka.
Okay. So those communities, you said, are storage shy, and if people are...
Less so. I mean, on a relative sense, yes.
I get what you're saying. I mean, they're just their tanks are smaller. So okay, so those people should maybe think about doubling down. And if everybody chips in a little bit for tomorrow's water shutoff, it's not going to be a big deal. Everybody's going to be fine. We again, if you're tuning in, we're talking to Carol Riesch, who has an MBA in business administration, an engineering degree. Is it awesome being so smart, Carol Riesch?
Oh, that's not something I claim. I'd rather just be a good team partner and a good manager of a water district serving our community.
You smart people all say that. Okay, so next up, we turn the tap on, and that water is coming from, you know, that gravity-forced, you know, whatever tank is uphill of our faucet in the collective hour, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we turn that on. It goes down, you know, we wash our hands, whatever. It goes down into the drain. Let's talk about Arcata and Eureka and just leave it there. Like, what happens at that point?
Okay, help me again, Mike, when you're saying it comes down to your drain. I mean, so you're talking about, like, where it goes from the drinking water system to the other side of the business? Is that what you're trying to get at?
Yeah, like, once you're done with the water, like, how does it get released back into the watershed?
Well, that's more. Then you're going to go back to the wastewater treatment cycle. And for those in more rural communities, you tend to have septic. And in the more developed communities, you're going to have a wastewater treatment plant. And I'm not in that end of the business, but that's where it's going to be treated. And just, you know, in the Arcata, they have the wonderful marsh system. And Eureka has a more traditional wastewater treatment plant.
Okay, so let's talk about Eureka then. If there are all these like little sewage points around the lowlands, like down at the bottom of Bay Street, for instance, you know, there's like a thing down there where you can hear water falling into it because it is the lowest point. And at that point, I'm assuming it gets pumped across town to the water cleaning station down by Elk River.
And again, I'm not part of Humboldt Communities Service District in Eureka system, so I really can't speak to the specifics. But generally speaking, they have a series of sewer lift stations throughout town that then ultimately, you know, come together and go to the centralized water treatment or wastewater treatment plant. But I can only speak to it at a very general level. I'm not into the business, and it's not our agency.
But Carol Reich, this is what makes you such a perfect person to talk to, because I've talked to those people who mm-hmm. whose actual jurisdiction it is, and they are so choked on jargon, they don't even know what they're saying.
Okay.
So you are the perfect person. I think we're just about out of time. But again, the word on the street tomorrow, if you don't have to, like, wash your car, water your lawn, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Just don't.
Perfect.
Take a day off.
Great message. That's it. You nailed it, Mike. I so appreciate the time, and you nailed the message and with the right sentiment.
Well, we appreciate you, Carol Reich, for making water coming out of all our taps. We appreciate the Mad River for providing that water. And tomorrow should be totally fine. Just ease up.
We just hope no one's going to know about it, and the next day it'll all be back to business as usual with new valves that'll last us another 50 years.
Well, on behalf of everybody who takes what you do, this is probably a compliment, but we're taking you for granted. And I think the reason we take you for granted is because we never have to worry about fresh, clean, safe water, and you guys make that happen. So thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Mike. Appreciate the time.
Yeah, likewise. Take care.
All right, bye-bye.